This is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined today by naturopath and award-winning author, Margaret Jasinska. And we are going to share our knowledge with you today to help you achieve beautiful skin. And particularly if you have some form of acne, whether it's acne vulgaris, which is generally hormonal based, or acne rosacea, which is mainly related to your immune system, your liver and your gut, but can still be related to some types of hormonal imbalances in your body. And so it's very important to understand how all these different hormones interact on our skin. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. Great to be with you for another podcast.
Yes, it's great. These podcasts are so fun. Now, when we look at the classic adolescent acne, known as acne vulgaris, in boys, it's always hormonal related to the onset of the production of a lot of testosterone. Now, young boys cannot be treated with drugs that block testosterone because that will interfere with their growth and their sexual development. So in such cases, they usually need the drug called Roaccutane for 6 months to cure their acne. And then we look at improving their diet and lifestyle. In women, it's very, very different. Adolescent girls have a surge in the production of testosterone as well as estrogen and progesterone when they're going through puberty. And if they're genetically predisposed, they can get the onset of acne from mild, moderate to severe. It can even be cystic and disfiguring, in which case the drug Roaccutane is very, very good. But you can really only take Roaccutane for 6 months at a time, and then you can't take it repeatedly because it can damage your liver or it can cause depression.
A lot of our listeners have probably been there and have taken Roaccutane.
Yes.
Or Accutane, as it's known in America, and now they're searching for a safer, longer-term solution.
That's right. So, you know, Margaret, when we look at young females or even women in their 20s and 30s who have acne vulgaris, it's good to measure their hormones, and we look at their male hormones, so we measure their testosterone total and free testosterone, and we look at their sex hormone binding globulin, and we also check them for the hormonal imbalance of polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is very common, and we're looking for elevated levels of male hormones. And if they are elevated, we can prescribe a drug called cipriterone acetate. And this is an anti-male hormone. It will block the testosterone from working on your skin. So it blocks hormonal acne. It's a very, very good drug that was invented by the Germans way back in the 1960s. It's an old drug, but it really is underutilized. We find cipriterone acetate in some forms of the oral contraceptive pill, such as Diane or Brenda, and this is combined with estrogen, so it's very good for women who need contraception, and it can suppress the acne completely, but it will take 3 to 6 months before you have perfect skin. So a combined oral contraceptive pill that contains estrogen and cipriterone acetate can completely suppress acne so you have perfect skin. Now, some women cannot take the oral contraceptive pill because they have a very strong family history of breast cancer, or they've had breast cancer, or they have blood clotting diseases.
Or they get really bad headaches from taking the pill.
Yeah, migraines. Mm. They just feel terrible on it. So what do we do there? Well, they could have another form of contraception, such as a Mirena or an Implanon, and we could give them the cipriterone acetate by itself. Mm-hmm. Or if they were not sexually active and not at risk of falling pregnant, we could give them the cipriterone acetate by itself. And we might only need a small dose, like 10 milligrams or 20 milligrams, to completely control the acne. One side effect, if you take cipriterone acetate by itself, is your menstrual period won't come every month. So that's a bit of an annoying side effect. It's not harmful in any way. And if we find that you do want to have a menstrual period, we can add a more natural type of estrogen to the ciproterone acetate. So what we're talking about is tailor-made hormone regimes, and these are discussed in my book, Hormones, Don't Let Them Ruin Your Life. But the message is you don't have to put up with hormonal acne because we have the more modern oral contraceptive pills. And if you are not suited to these pills and you get side effects, we can tailor make a contraceptive pill for you with ciproterone acetate and a more natural estrogen, or we can just give you the ciproterone acetate. There's other medications that can block male hormones as well, one of which is spironolactone, and that has been around for a long, long time, and that can control moderate acne, not severe acne. So mild to moderate acne could be helped with the drug spironolactone, and it's generally very safe. However, with all these drugs, you must avoid pregnancy, because when you're taking a drug that blocks male hormones, if you have a male fetus, it would be feminized because we're blocking its development caused by testosterone. So contraception is important. And similarly, with women who have a possibility of pregnancy or they're breastfeeding, we have to avoid certain drugs that could cause abnormalities in the baby. And they are things like Roaccutane or tetracycline antibiotics, and not good to take if you could fall pregnant or you are pregnant, because it will cause staining of your child's teeth, spironolactone or retinoid creams and gels, which contain isotretinoin. Those things can cause birth defects. So you really need to be careful when you are treating your acne with drugs or hormones, that you check whether you could fall pregnant inadvertently. Now, what about insulin? That's an interesting hormone. When we hear the word insulin, we think of diabetes and blood sugar. We don't think of acne, but it is an important hormone, isn't it, with acne?
Exactly, that's right. So, you know, when we think of hormone imbalances and acne, well, your diet largely determines what your hormone levels are going to be like. And so certainly there are several factors that increase the risk of acne, things like genetic factors and, you know, the health of your liver and the health of your bowel. But with diet, sugar, dairy products and high glycemic index foods. So foods that when you eat them get broken down into sugar very quickly. So things like most breakfast cereals and pasta and rice and bread and cookies and anything made out of flour or crisps and corn chips, foods like that. So foods that are high in sugar or break down quickly into sugar in your body, well, when you eat them, your level of insulin goes up, and also a substance called insulin-like growth factor 1 goes up. Now, those hormones will increase the sensitivity of your skin to male hormones. So if you have a blood test, you may have normal levels of male hormones. But if you're eating a lot of those sugary foods or drinking chocolate milk, so the dairy, the ice cream, the sweets, then you know, your skin will be more sensitive to male hormones, and the insulin and insulin-like growth factor 1 will increase oil production, will increase sebum production, will increase keratin production in your skin, which can clog your pores with oil and then increase the risk of bacterial infection, and then you can get acne.
So if you want to have more beautiful skin, what are the best foods to eat to keep your insulin down and, you know, just to reduce redness and scarring in the skin, Margaret?
Well, vegetables. I think we all agree that vegetables are good for you, no matter what the disease is. Pick a disease, any disease, vegetables will help.
Yes.
And so, you know, really it's about what you remove from your diet. So we're removing a lot of grains and cereals and sugary things. So we'll replace them with vegetables, whether they are raw vegetables like in salads or fresh vegetable juices that you've made, or cooked vegetables like a soup or roasted vegetables, and also protein foods like poultry, eggs, seafood, meat, nuts and seeds, healthy fats and oils, olive oil, coconut oil, avocado, basically natural foods that haven't been tampered with.
So it's not a low-fat diet you need, definitely. You need a healthy fat, right?
Well, exactly, because fat is good for your skin as well, and the omega-3 fats that are in fish oil have an anti-inflammatory effect, and that's a really good supplement to take if you do have acne to reduce inflammation in your skin.
Yes, and also a good liver formula, because that is going to reduce inflammation in the skin and help your body to detox so that the toxins are not coming out through your skin. They're being eliminated through the bile by your more efficient liver.
Exactly, that's right. And look, constipated people often have a bad case of acne. If we can improve how your body gets rid of toxins through your bowel and through your liver, then you won't be excreting as much of them through your skin.
Yes, and the Livertone Plus is an excellent one because it contains NAC, milk thistle, and selenium and B vitamins, so that can really help your skin by improving your liver function. And if you want to look at fruits that are good for your skin, particularly for cleansing the skin, you've got citrus fruits, you've got berries, you've got passion fruit, and kiwi fruits. And I think capsicums are very good as well because they're high in vitamin C.
Yes, exactly. And also zinc and vitamin A are really important for skin health as well. And zinc is found in animal foods like seafood, poultry, eggs. And vitamin A is found in foods like egg yolks and liver and oily fish like salmon. And also beta carotene in orange and yellow coloured vegetables and fruits. When you eat them, your body converts the beta carotene into vitamin A, and so having enough vitamin A is really important for your skin, but also for your gut lining. So really good for gut health, and if you have leaky gut, then vitamin A is really good for that too.
Yes, amazing. A fat soluble vitamin A helps the skin as well as the mucous membranes. Now, let's mention polycystic ovarian syndrome again, Margaret, because it's such a common hormonal imbalance in women today. And when you have polycystic ovaries, you don't ovulate. If you don't ovulate, you will not produce progesterone, which means you will not have a regular monthly menstrual bleed. And you'll tend to overproduce male hormones, particularly if you eat a high carbohydrate diet and don't exercise. And then you'll get more acne. So if you're a woman with polycystic ovarian syndrome and you don't want to take the oral contraceptive pill for whatever reason, or you don't want to take metformin, which is a drug that reduces insulin resistance, you may ask your doctor for natural progesterone, which is available in the form of a cream. And generally we use a strength of 5 to 10%. And you'd use 1 gram of that cream every day at the same time. And when your menstrual bleeding starts, you stop it. You have 10 days off and you start again. And the progesterone will reboot your hypothalamus and your pituitary gland to send the right messages to your ovaries so they start ovulating again. And that's a more natural way of rebooting your pituitary gland than taking the oral contraceptive pill.
Yes, exactly. And also for women with acne who have polycystic ovarian syndrome, the natural plant extract berberine is wonderful for them because it acts like the diabetes drug metformin. So it helps to bring insulin down and insulin-like growth factor if they are elevated, so the skin won't be overproducing oil. And also berberine has antibacterial properties. So it acts like a much safer but highly effective antibiotic as well.
Yes, berberine is excellent for women with polycystic ovarian syndrome who have high insulin, they're carbohydrate intolerant, they have acne, they have elevated testosterone. Berberine can really almost, you know, be like a miracle, really, can it?
Absolutely. I've had a lot of patients who have been on the verge of wanting to take Roaccutane, well, not really wanting to take it because they're aware of potential side effects. And I've said to them, well, why don't you just give berberine a go? And they've been so happy with the results that they never needed the Roaccutane.
Yes, it's really quite a powerful herb and it's very safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, side effects are rare.
That's right. If you've got a sensitive gut and you take a very high dose in one go on an empty stomach, you can get a gut upset. But if you have it with food and you spread the dose throughout the day, you'll be fine.
Yes. And the progesterone can also help the acne indirectly by rebooting your pituitary gland and then getting your ovaries to produce more estrogen and then ovulate themselves, and that will lower the testosterone. So we use a combination of berberine and progesterone and a low carbohydrate eating plan, and obviously a liver cleansing type diet where you're not eating too much sugar or carbohydrate. And once again, we'll mention the raw juices. Now, in older women with acne rosacea, where we have more of an inflammation around the nose and the mouth and the chin, we can also look at hormonal factors, because some older women have elevated testosterone as well. Or they have a condition where they're more sensitive to testosterone, even though their blood level can look in the normal range. Their actual sebaceous glands and their hair follicles are more sensitive to testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And as these women get older, they can become more masculine. So they may have more facial hair, they may get a deeper voice, and they may have some hair loss from their scalp in male pattern. And we can give these women an anti-male hormone drug such as ciproterone, which we mentioned earlier, for younger women as well, or we can use spironolactone, which is a milder form of anti-male hormone. So it's the combination of fine-tuning your hormones and balancing your liver and your gut that really can cure acne and give you a beautiful skin without having to take long-term antibiotics and without having to suffer flare-ups all the time.
Exactly, and it's not just your skin that's going to improve, really. With these remedies, you'll become a healthier person, and so your energy level, your mood, your sleep, really everything about you will improve in health.
That's right, so you no longer have to suffer with acne. You feel free to email us from liverdoctor.com and check out our books on liver cleansing, raw juicing, and don't let your hormones ruin your life. So bye for now. This has been Dr. Sandra Cabot and naturopath Margaret Jasinska on acne and how to heal it.